Good morning. It's Thursday, the 6th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Police are investigating a fatal accident on the A1 motorway that claimed the life of a 27-year-old man yesterday evening. The incident took place around 6 p.m. near the Zenningerberg exit, heading towards the city. The man was walking on the motorway when he was hit by a car. He died at the scene. The prosecutor's office has ordered an autopsy and instructed the police for this forensic unit to investigate the cause of the accident. Seven people have been hospitalised with carbon monoxide poisoning following a cellar fire in Esch. Rescue services responded to the incident on Dijkstraat late last night. Emergency services from Esch were deployed along with four ambulances from Esch, Kyle and Differdange. A new medical facility is opening in Luxembourg next March. The Findl Clinic will offer appointments with around 15 specialists from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Led by doctors Alain Schmidt and Philip Wilmers, it's an interdisciplinary group practice, not a hospital, covering specializations from pediatrics to neurology. The doctors say while the model is common abroad, it's innovative for Luxembourg. In other news, the US government shutdown is now threatening air travel. Up to 10% of flights at 40 major airports could be cancelled if air traffic controllers are not paid. Airports in New York, Los Angeles and Chicago face potential chaos. The shutdown has lasted 36 days, the longest in US history. Typhoon Kalmagi has killed at least 140 people in the Philippines. That's according to a combined figure from national authorities. 130 people remain missing. The storm hit the Philippine archipelago with wind speeds reaching 180 kilometers an hour in some areas. The typhoon is expected to reach Vietnam later this week, where authorities are preparing intensively. Heavy rains there have already caused flooding that have killed 40 people. And a German court has sentenced a palliative care nurse to life in prison for murdering 10 patients and attempting to kill 27 others with lethal injections. The 44-year-old committed the crimes at a hospital near Aachen between December 2023 and May 2024. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with Champions League football, and Manchester City cruised past Dortmund 4-1 in yesterday's fourth matchday action. Luxembourger Leandro Barreiro started for Benfica Lisbon, but his side suffered a disappointing 1-0 home defeat to Leverkusen. Club Brugge earned a 3-all draw against Barcelona, and in other results, Inter Milan beat Kairat Almaty 2-1, Newcastle defeated Bilbao 2-0, Galatasaray won 3-0 to Ajax, Bergamo beat Marseille 1-0, Pafos defeated Villarreal 1-0 and Karabakh drew 2-2 with Chelsea. After four matches, Bayern Munich, Arsenal and Inter lead the table undefeated with 12 points each. Benfica and Ajax have lost all their matches. We have a few relatively nice days ahead, and today we'll still see a few clouds, but it should be rather sunny overall. Most importantly, no rain is expected, though a slight breeze will be present. The temperature won't be much different, even if it drops a little. Starting off chilly at around 3 to 4 degrees, we quickly move up, and by mid-morning we're already in double digits, rising to highs of 14 degrees in the early afternoon.